This is Wade Ransky with the Daily Voice of the People News Bulletin. A recent decision by the California Division of Labor Standards Enforcement cited 7 Bay Area restaurants for more than $10 million in stolen wages. A focus in the aggressive crackdown was Daly City's Komi Japanese Seafood, which according to the state denied 133 employees $5 million in minimum wage and overtime pay over several years. The percentage of American women who are not in the labor force has dropped to 43% from 66% in 1950. On the other hand, the percentage of men outside the labor force is now 31% and was as low as 14% in 1950. A recent study found that 75% of prime age men active in the labor force are in a household that receives some form of government transfer payment, often disability. A majority of white Americans currently believe their own race is discriminated against. A Ukrainian film director is on a hunger strike protesting fellow countrymen who are imprisoned in Russia, causing Russia some problems while the World Cup spotlight is on the country. He's been sentenced to 20 years. In school districts that are mostly rich, white, and suburban, boys are more likely to outperform girls in math, according to a new study from Stanford researchers, although they perform about the same in the rest of the country, at least through the eighth grade. A law passed in 2003 by Republicans as part of the expansion of drug coverage for Medicare prohibited interference by the government in the negotiations between drug companies and insurers. This law is now an obstacle in attempts to get rid of rebates and lower drug prices. In addition to falsifying reports about lead inspections in public housing that it did not complete, the New York City Housing Authority had employed years of trickery to fool HUD inspectors from seeing damage to its buildings and issuing violations. Ivanka Trump and Jared Kushner, in their first year in public service, found that their total investment income was between $82 and $222 million, an increase over the past. Ivanka made $3.3 million from her stake in the D.C. Trump Hotel. The Voice of the People Daily Bulletin presents people's news about action and issues that demand action. This is Wade Rathke, and this bulletin is brought to you thanks to Acorn International, Local 100 United Labor Union, Social Policy Magazine, the Affiliated Media Foundation Movement, AMFM.